Today we'll continue our study of the Ramban's commentary in Chumash. During the sixth day of creation, we come to the pinnacle, the climax, the purpose of all of creation, the creation of man. And as if we had understood everything until this point in the story of the first 6 days of creation, we run into two major theological problems. The Torah says, "Vayomer Elokim na'ase Adam b'tzalmeinu kedmusenu." Let us make man in our likeness and in our image. And right away, of course, we have to deal with the language, the plural language, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, together with the fact that Hashem doesn't have any image. There's no way, there's no tzur, there's no form. What exactly does the Torah mean when it says that? So most of us are familiar with Rashi's approach. Rashi says that the idea of the plural language that Hashem says, let us make man in our image, is to teach us a certain lesson that a person should learn humility, a person should learn to take etzah, to seek counsel from those, even if they are not as great as they are, as Hashem does over here, and even though at the expense, Rashi says, that no one really helped Hashem in his creation, and there's a makom leminim lirdos, you've left open a place for the heretics to claim there's more than one authority, there's more than one creator. Nonetheless, Rashi says, lo nimna hakasal milavame derech eretz umidas hanava. It's still worth it for the Torah to write a plural language of let us make man, to teach that Hashem sought the counsel of his ministering angels. Shall we create man, even though Hashem is far greater than them, obviously, notol rishus min hakafin. Someone greater took counsel from somebody even less, and it's a worthwhile lesson for us to learn the humility for the Torah to write as such. That's what Rashi quotes from the Midrashim, as most of us are probably familiar with. What Rashi leaves us without, though, is the Pashup Pshat. Often when Rashi quotes a Medrash, and he'll then say, well, that's the Medrash, and the simple meaning of the Pasuk is as follows. And Rashi doesn't give us a Pashup Pshat. What does it mean? The Torah says, in a simple reading, in a plural language, let us make man in our image, which does not make sense. How do you explain that without a Medrash? So the Ramban takes that issue, and the Ramban says, I'll tell you what the simple Pshat is in such a Pasuk. And he follows up on what we discussed last night, the first Ramban that we learned together, that on the first day, the first moment of creation, is when Hashem created the material, the matter, that everything else would be created from. And in that vein, the Ramban says, at this point, just like in the previous days, on day 5, when he created the fish out of the water, he speaks, it's as if he's speaking to the water, says the Ramban. Yishritzu hamayim, let the water bring forth the fish. And on the beginning of day 6, when he creates the animals, he says, Totsei ha'aretz, let the land bring forth the creatures, the animals, that from the elements existent in the water, from the elements existent in the earth, let it bring forth the physicality of the fish and of the animals. Says the Ramban, Na'asa Adam b'tzalmeinu, is Hashem speaking to the earth, saying, you and I are going to partner in a unique creation. We're going to create a being that has a human, physical, animalistic capacity, a component of it, just like the animal world, which shares the same sixth day of creation. But I'm also going to be a partner in this creation. And together, b'tzalmeinu udmusenu, literally, Hashem, the Ramban understands Hashem is, so to speak, partnering with the physical existence of the world, will be in our image. It'll be a little bit animal-like. It will have the same drives. It will physiologically will look just like the animal kingdom. But it will also be like my image. It will also be kidmusenu, in that it will have an element of the elyonim. It will have this incorporeal, non-spiritual element that's eternal, and together, nasa adam mitzalmeinu, let us make together a man that will have these two elements, that share the idea of the animal world together with the spiritual element. In what aspect, says the Ramban, does kidmusenu mean that it'll be in our likeness? And the Ramban says that's the idea of the seichel and of the kishon hamaisa, that we have the ability to act in a certain way, and our behaviors can mimic the behavior of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I'll just share with you when I was in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, so after mincha we had a musar seder. For a half hour everybody sat down and learned musar. So a lot of the rebbeim would sit in the back row. And I remember once walking past one of my rebbeim, and he was learning the Nefesh HaChaim, by Reb Chaim Volozhiner, so he writes about all sorts of Kabbalistic ideas, and I saw he was open to the first page of the Nefesh HaChaim. And I remember noting, 3 or 4 weeks later, when I walked past him, he was still on the first page of the Nefesh HaChaim. It's a very distinct page, it's the very first page of the Sefer. 4 weeks later, still on the exact same page. And I took note of this throughout the entire year, during Musar Seder, I would make a habit of walking back just to check on him, and sure enough, throughout the course of the entire year, first page of the Nefesh HaChaim. So what does it say in the first page of the Nefesh HaChaim that requires a full year of study? So when I went to look it up, so the Nefesh HaChaim opens up with this pasuk of Hashem creating man, B'tzelem Elohim, in the image of Hashem. And Reb Chaim asks this question, What does it mean to be created? B'tzelem Elokim, how can it be done? And he explains, based on a pasuk in Tehillim, where David HaMelech says, "Dimisi lekohas midbar." I was comparable to a desert, a bird of the desert. So Reb Chaim asks, so did David HaMelech think that he grew a beak? Did he grow wings? Did he start flying around? Of course not. What he means when he says "demisi," I was doima, the same word of kidmusenu, to the birds of the desert, is in my behavior. I was flapping around from one place to another on the run, never able to have any sense of permanence. And in a way, if you would look at me and my behaviors, you would see, oh, that's the same type of behaviors you find from the birds of the desert. Says Reb Chaim, kidmusenu, we were created in the image of Hashem. That it's possible for a person to look at the behaviors of a human being and see the demus, the exact same appearance. That's the same behavior of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's all that he writes. And that you can study for a full year. You could sit down and just read that over and over again. Is my behavior, someone would look at me, would I see the kidmusenu, would I see that I've been created in the image of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that anyone who would look at me and the way that I act and the way that I behave, this is the exact image of Hashem. And this person would say, oh look, yeah, that's exactly how the Ribbono Shel Olam asks. Just like someone would look at David HaMelech and say, oh, that's the way a bird of the desert flies around. That a person should see about himself that all of his behaviors are mamish b'tzelem elokim kidmusenu, exactly in his exact and b'tzelmenu kidmusenu, in the exact image of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rabbi Chanan Menach Hashem Ratzik Chodesh Baruch Hu Zachas Yisrael V'Shikach Yibel Hem Tzayr Mitzvah Shin Emar Adonai Chafetz Lamentik Kol Yagdil Terev Yadir.